Hi, Jenny, we're back again. Don't know what happened there, but we got a lot of noise. So I think congratulations are in order. I think you're the first guest I ever had on this programme that we've held over for a news break and a commercial break. So congrats.
I'm so sorry.
And listen, we must be doing something right because the ladies in production brought me in a cup of tea and a flapjack. That has never, and I mean never, happened before. So you're doing a lot of good here. I want to get to where people can connect with you. But for those out there, we kind of haven't defined where you find your happiness or where you found it and where you grew it. Because your story is one of heartbreak, resilience, survival, finding happiness again after losing almost everything, navigating your little girls through all this. From where do you derive your happiness now?
The truth?
Mm-hmm.
Just getting to know who I am again on my own, and now I am comfortable in who I am, because when you've been with somebody for 18, 20 years, you'll obviously become one, and you do what the other person wants to do. So I've obviously had to learn how to get to know Jenny again, again back in a country that I hadn't lived in for 25 years. So I started to just go for walks, sea dips, the sauna, and just surrounding myself with people who are just lovely and nice. I don't engage in any nonsense. You know, if there is any stress, and I know life has stress and you can't keep away from it, but I keep it at a minimum.
Okay.
If I'm struggling, I will go back and have counselling or therapy. And, you know, just friends, being in a job that I love. I know that's not as easy for some people, you know, to be able to leave their job and go into something that they love. But it literally is all of that. And being able to, I love talking, as you probably guessed, being able to stand up in a room, you know, of people and telling them the story, but showing them that no matter how bad life gets, you can actually get through it.
Okay, we've got some texts I want to read you, if we can, Jenny. Oh my God, that poor lady, what a rotter. Oh, that must be a UK listener. What a rotter your husband, your ex was. Not to give her support and look after his kids when she was going through a treatment. She's better off without him. I wish her all the best. So says, said Lisa. Whatever about the ex having an affair, that's crap, but it happens. Choosing not to have a relationship with his daughters, well, she's well shot of him. I won't put in the exact word that was written there. And hello, Mick, I just want to say this lady you're speaking with is a hero. I just want her to know that I wish her all the best from here on in, says Donald. And Dan says, finally, Mick, a woman I feel I could sit down and have a pint and a chat with.
Is he single?
Are you on the hunt? Has love entered your life again?
I am on the hunt, but not really. I'm very happy.
It'll happen. I guess it'll happen. The way your mentality goes anyway and your outlook in life, it's probably bound to happen. But I think you're the type of girl who let it happen naturally, yeah?
Yeah, I've tried the dating apps and, yeah, they're not great at all. Plus, I'm not very good, as my friends would say, I'm not very good at replying to texts. So I think they would all think I was ghosting them anyway.
The girls are hitting their teens now, are they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
that brings its own challenges, I guess. Where can people get in touch with you or watch what you're doing or maybe go to one of your talks or lectures? Is it just the Instagram you have up?
No, I'm on LinkedIn under, obviously, Jennifer McCarthy. Jennifer is the professional name. And then I'm on Instagram under the Health and Wellbeing Advocate.
Okay.
That's all one word. Or I've got my website, which is the Health and Wellbeing Advocate. But probably the Instagram one would be best. I'm there for coaching, mentoring, talks, corporate, otherwise everything. Dates, if you're a fine thing. And that's it, really.
Okay. LinkedIn, I guess, if you're corporate or you want to engage, yeah. Jennifer. Otherwise, Instagram is the best. At the Health and Wellbeing Advocate. I think you've done a lot of good here this morning, Jennifer.
I hope so. I really hope so. And thank you for taking the time to talk to me. And you got a free flapjack and a coffee out of it.
I tell you, that's the most unbelievable. That's the best bit of good you've done in this studio anyway. But I know your good vibes are permeating out there, and I hope you've given people a lot to think about and a lot to be positive about this morning. So well done. If for nothing else, well done on that. Jenny McCarthy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a million. Thank you for talking to me.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.